USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outdoors. The agency announced Tuesday that those who have received both Pfizer or Moderna shots or the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine can ditch the mask if they're attending a small outdoor gathering or dining at an outdoor restaurant. The CDC still recommends mask wearing at crowded outdoor events or indoor gatherings with unvaccinated people. And U.S. Navy vessels operating in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots Monday night at a group of Iranian military boats. The Navy says a group of Iranian fast inshore attack craft approached a pair of American patrol boats with unknown intent, coming as close as 68 yards to both ships. The USS Firebolt and the U.S. CGC Baranof issued multiple warnings via radio and other methods before the Firebolt fired warning shots at the Iranian vessels, after which they moved away to a safe distance. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
COVID cases continue to increase in India, which recorded more than 300,000 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, the sixth straight day with more than 300,000. The United States and other countries have pledged assistance for the Indian medical system, which has been stretched to the brink of collapse in many cities. France, Germany, the UK, and Saudi Arabia have pledged to send oxygen-generating equipment, and the US has promised to send raw materials for the production of vaccines, as well as doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile. Some states are also looking for ways to help. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy tells MSNBC that his state is looking into ways to help India.
I applaud the steps that the Biden administration are taking. We are right now reviewing all the potential steps that we could take, some of which we need the feds to obviously take for us. For instance, remdesivir is a decision the feds would have to make. But I was very happy to see that the vaccines going in that direction. We will be here for India in their hour of need, as they would be for us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
During his speech Wednesday to a joint session of Congress, President Biden is expected to lay out his plans for American energy independence. But critics point out that his actions in his first 100 days in office have taken the country further away from that goal. Tim Berg reports.
Roughly 200 guests will attend President Biden's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is deeply involved in the development of the speech. Psaki saying he will lay out the details of the American Families Plan and also mention a range of priorities in the coming months, including energy independence and the Green New Deal. When it comes to energy independence, Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso reminds us,
securing energy independence provides all Americans with a more safe and a stronger future. That's why I'm baffled, really baffled, by the efforts of President Biden and his supporters in Congress to destroy entire industries in America and to force tens of thousands of Americans' fossil fuel energy workers into the ranks of the unemployed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the draw was held Tuesday for this Saturday's 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. 2-1 favorite Essential Quality will start from the 14th post with second choice Rock Your World next door in the 15th slot. The race returns to its traditional place on the first Saturday in May after being delayed to Labor Day weekend last year. Churchill Downs is expected to welcome 45,000 spectators come race day, down from the more than 150,000 people that packed the stands in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.